This is a Defocus Media production.
This is Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate, a Defocus Media production. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kate.
Kate, how was your day?
It was good. It's a really crazy time right now because we're moving, which is nuts, but really good. We had your birthday today.
Okay, it's not my birthday today.
Rachel, I hate to bring it to you, but 100% it's your birthday. I believe it.
All right, so my birthday is tomorrow, but I sincerely appreciate everything that you've done.
Okay, so
thank you for deleting the premature Facebook post.
Listeners, I just want you to know that I've literally been the worst friend I've thought.
No. You're an above and beyond friend. You're early.
I just want to celebrate 2 days. I just can't help it.
And frankly, I deserve it.
Yeah, you do. You have a whole birthday month. You deserve that.
Thank you so much. So packing and all that.
Yeah, so lots of packing. We're moving tomorrow because we start rotations this next week.
What?
Yeah.
Where are you moving?
I'm going back to Kansas, going back home, moving in with some family, and going to be at a VA there this summer.
Where are you going? I'm excited for you.
Yay.
Well, I am going to Ada, Oklahoma, to the Indian Health Services out there. I'm super excited. I leave Saturday, so I've got a lot of laundry going. My roommate, because they put us up in pairs, so my roommate has been putting together a list of like all the food she's bringing, so I'm adding to the list like all the cleaning supplies I'm bringing because, you know, I don't cook very well. And like, we kind of have a plan to like work out when we're there because we've got all this like sedentary optometry weight. So we've been putting together lists of like workouts we want to do together. So we will see if it happens.
I'm excited to hear more about this. Like, I really like can't wait to hear this. I have the same goal, but mine is with my little sister who's 10. So we'll also see how it goes. I guess she's 9.
She's probably got a ton
she
of energy.
She does. And that's why we're going to work out together. She also plays soccer competitively and needs to get her
another. Oh my gosh.
So we're going to work on that together. So I feel you.
That's
what
really
have you
cool.
been up to today?
Yeah. If today I went to school, we had to turn in our mailbox keys because we're officially 4th years now and the mailboxes are no longer ours. So we turned them in and then I had like a doctor's appointment and then I went out for ice cream and oh God, that's why I need to work out. And then I came home and board scores came out today.
Yeah. So may the odds be ever in your favor.
Yeah. Whatever happens, if you pass, if you don't pass, you are still a valid human being.
Yeah.
You deserve to be loved. You are amazing.
It's one test on one day at one point in your life. It does not define anything else. Like,
not at
it
all.
Just is literally a score that'll come out and you can take it until you pass it. Like, I mean, I know there's some limitations with that, but just like love yourself.
Yeah.
Lots of hard work was put into it. So,
Kate?
I'm glad you asked, Rachel. So on the menu today is takeout because we're both moving. And so it's not like we have, I mean, all my pots and pans are packed, so I couldn't make Rachel any food today. And then also we're talking about our mentors today. So with mentors, you get a little bit of everything. And with takeout, you can get a little bit of everything too. And you can go to different places and you can get different stuff and you can kind of get whatever flavors you want.
This is amazing. Okay, let's just behind the curtain a little bit. Kate is so good at this. This is our first time ever podcasting separate from each other in separate rooms. It's episode number 5. We've heard from different podcasts that the first four are garbage. Episode 5, this is where it begins. So if you've listened to the first 4.
I'm sorry.
I mean, try and forget.
I mean, we had some good stuff in the first 4.
Yeah. We did have some good stuff. You had that awesome interview. Okay, wait a minute. But the setup we have here is that we're on chat also and can see each other. So I can see all of Kate's sweet shoulder moves. She's doing it again, guys. She's doing it again.
It's kind of a part of my like signature.
And honestly, I've never seen that before. So
darn
new
it.
Signature.
So Rachel, I know that you have a lot of really positive women mentors in your life, and I do too, but we both gotta like listen to this really great speaker. So her name is Dr. Horn. It's not the Dr. Horn that we interviewed recently. It's a different Dr. Horn.
Different Horn. This is Dr. Malaika Horn.
Yeah. So she is from UMSL, but she is a part of like the main campus program. She's not a part of optometry.
Yeah. She's the head of the Executive Leadership Consortium. She's like a big deal.
Yeah. She's so cool. And she just really got to talk to us about the wage gap. She researches the wage gap in all facets of all of the world. world. And she really gets to do a lot of cool stuff with impacting women and men to really be able to better their business communities and better themselves. So she made a really big point about getting solid mentors. And I just like have taken that to heart this past year and really looked for them in my life. Like, I think I've always had them there, but I haven't really labeled them as this person's a mentor, this person's a mentor. You know, my mom calls them your wise counsel. So I think that's where I kind of was like, oh, you know, this person's on my wise counsel. This person's on my wise counsel. I've just really decided to look more into who's the mentors in my life and who's not the mentors in my life, and just being able to label them. And if I need to find somebody that's just different than me, and be able to like kind of look for them. So I thought we could share a little bit about who our mentors are and just talk a little bit more about just how they've impacted our lives and how to find some and how to be one and all those things. So Rachel, who are some of your mentors in your life?
Well, the good thing about UMSL is that they assign you a couple mm-hmm. mentors. So you get a faculty mentor and you get a mentor in the class above mm-hmm. you. So I'm really lucky to have an amazing faculty mentor. He meets with us every couple of semesters and gives us pizza and listens to our what's going on in our lives and gives us advice for the classes ahead. And my student mentor is just incredible. She's going to be in a residency next year. I can't wait to like continue our relationship because she's been just so wonderful. Mm-hmm. Like I can just send her a text anytime and like get advice. Mm-hmm. So that's great. And the strange thing about mentors is that like you don't always want to like label the relationship like you're my mentor and I'm mm-hmm. your mentee.
This is true.
But that's kind of how things are at UMSL. It's like, no, you two are together. Like it. That's really
exactly. I think there's something valuable there though to like naming it, because mm-hmm. like if you don't name it, like somebody can be like, man, this person's asking a lot of my advice, but I don't know what they want out of me. But if I look at them and say, you're my mm-hmm. mentor, they're like, oh, I get it now, you know?
Yeah, I guess you kind of got to read the person if they're going to be like creeped out by being like, oh, no, I don't have time to be your mentor. Or if they're going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, I would love to be your mentor.
Yeah, and maybe you don't go up and be like, you're my mentor, I'm going to ask you my entire life what you think I should do at all times. But maybe it's more like, hey, you're a person that I just really admire and I love getting your advice. And so I just want you to, you know, like I really appreciate when you answer my questions. And so then a person maybe doesn't feel the pressure of like, I am a mentor, you are my squire kind of thing, but is instead like, okay, this person really values my opinion and stuff like that.
I think that's great. So what do mentorship relationships look like in your life?
So my faculty mentor, she got a really awesome job opportunity away from UMSL at a different optometry school. She's at UAB now. So shout out to all our UAB friends. So I didn't get to really experience a ton of her in optometry school, but I kind of decided to pick my own. And so I picked a professor who is also my research professor. I was her TA. She's just mm-hmm. really a person that I go to for advice. Like there's several times that I've just been like, I don't know what to do here. And she's like, all right, let's figure it out.
You guys have a really great relationship. Like she goes to you too. Like she seeks out your help and advice as well. And I think that's important.
Like we really,
it's like a two-way street.
It's also, I feel flattered when she does, because I mean, I feel like that way she thinks that I'm cool and like that I'm a student and I'm younger than her, but she still thinks that like my opinion matters. And so I think that's just really awesome. And then I also have a student mentor, but I've also just picked a couple students in the upper class to kind of be just a part of, you know, my mentorship crew. So the person that I'm just like closest with, she's awesome. We have like 180 degree differences when it comes to like our loves for optometry. Like I love kids and she loves contact lenses. And like, there's a very small sector where we intersect. Yeah. And so she and I like don't always like have the same interests, but I think that's so great that she's able to give me advice and give me just like something else to think about. Like, I can't tell you how many times like we're talking and she's like, well, why don't you think about it this way? I was like, huh, that's smart. Yeah. So I think that's mm-hmm. just a big one.
And you have two
mentees. Yeah, I do. I was like, I landed the nuggets. And so I took two mentees and they're both just incredible human beings. I mean, they've really become some of my close friends. And so we've all helped each other move a lot while they're helping me move. And then we've done chicken and waffles and our husbands have gotten to know each other, which I think is kind of like a really cool side effect of it all. So that's been really mm-hmm. cool. And then the funny thing is I like class representative, which is kind of like class president. Like each mm-hmm. school has a little different name for them. But I'm like the liaison from the class to the faculty and kind of make sure that everybody's like alive at all times. And so then one of my mentees is the class president for the class below us. So that's just like a really unique relationship to be, you know, a part of that. And then her mentee is the class rep in the class below that.
What? Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is like a, what do you call that? Not a legacy, but a dynasty. Is.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
I told the youngest one in the mentee chain, I said, you better find a good one because I don't know what to tell you. But it's also cool to, you know, that's just hilarious. To like, I think you also like, as much as UMSL gives us these opportunities, I think I love that it's not so set in stone where it's like, this is the person that you talk to in the upper class and like nobody else will really talk to you. Like everybody is so helpful with that, that I think there is, you know, wiggle room to have other people that come into your life that are big mentors and just like people that speak just like wisdom to you. I think that's something that I really love. So Rachel, when you're looking for a mentor, you're out in the world in the wilderness, you're looking for a mentor to follow, you know, join you on this quest. What are you looking for? Like, who is this like person for you?
Well, for me, I think I don't need a close relationship with this person. I need a person that I can go to and who can come to me and we share a similar goal. We understand what the relationship is. Like, this is professional. We're talking about professional things and I want to know your experience. And maybe you want to know my experience and I can help you with my things and you can help me with your things. And I think that's what I would want. I don't really want to, for me, I don't really like to blur the lines that much. I just like, I want to keep it professional. That's what I want.
That's really interesting. Whereas I sometimes feel like I love the personal side of things. And like, I just get into that way, like really easily. So I think that would be like something that maybe I should keep in mind when I'm like looking for a mentor in the professional world.
No, girl, you do you. Don't let me put my neuroses onto you.
Girl, your neuroses are great. I just think like, it's,
thank you.
You know, there's something that to be said of having somebody that just gives really good professional advice. I guess I have a couple people in my life that way. Like now, the more that I think about it, maybe there's like a little bit of both. Like who says you can't have some personal mentors? Like people that I look up to that are kind of like role models. Also people that are just like killer humans that want to like be like in the professional world.
Yeah. I just want somebody who I can shoot a text to and be like, you've gone through this before. Mm-hmm. What did you do? And then just get a text back. And then that's it. Thank you. End of
So like our like hour long text conversations are probably not like that is a
friendship. That's a friendship.
Okay. Fine. I'll be your friend. Whatever. Just kidding. I love you. And so I think there.
Oh, that brings me to another thing that I think that is important to like to being a good mentor is that if like you're in a professional situation and someone is asking you a lot of questions that are professionally based and you think maybe they want your guidance, it's really important not to hit on that person.
I think that's a good idea. I think that's like probably a solid just thing to do.
I feel like that's a problem that probably comes up a lot.
No, I especially think as women, like if we find a male that is just like, you know, that we're like, I want you to be a mentor in my life. You know, like, I don't care who you are. You could be an alien from
like Venus. A Jack Donaghy, Liz Lemon kind of situation. Did you watch 30 Rock?
Yes, I have watched 30 Rock. Not all of it, good. But enough episodes.
Like, relationship like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I want something that's going to give me. And so I think that is really important. You know,
platonic, professional, no funny business kind of relationship.
Yeah. I wonder.
Okay. That's me though.
No.
You're more.
No, I think like, okay, let's be real. If somebody's gonna hit on me, it doesn't matter if it's like professional or personal. Like that's not what I want out of this.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like that, like you said earlier, like no, that's a friendship. It's like this is like a mentorship. Like you know, there's like a little bit of both. Like as friends, you have people that you go to for advice, but there's also like professional things that you know you need to have boundaries on. It's just like
boundaries is the perfect word.
Yeah, like just like in the workplace, you can't sexually harass somebody because you're their boss. Like you can't do that. So the same rules should apply to a mentor.
There's so many things that have like power dynamics, like a mentorship and like any situation where like you're dealing with a professional and a student or like two professionals even. I just feel like if you think you're getting vibes, you're probably not. We need to be saying yes and no and not just like kissing people.
You know, Rachel, I think now every time I see a person be like no and they'll be like, but I was gonna kiss you, and I'll be like, yep, good thing I said no. I think there's just like some
better safe than sorry. Yeah.
So like as we've looked for a mentor, like how do you know when somebody wants to be your mentee? Like when somebody wants to kind of be a person in your life that like has that wants to ask you for advice. Like, how do you know? Like, I shouldn't jump to like every person that asks me a piece of advice and be like, do you want to make this a thing? And they'll be like, no, I just literally asked you a question.
I don't know who's the person who initiates it. Is it the mentee or the mentor? And I think it could go either way, because sometimes people just start giving you advice and then it's like, oh, thank goodness, I needed that. That's how I feel about our mutual friend and person who lives in West Virginia right now. Do you know who I'm talking about without me naming them? Okay. That's how I feel about him. Like, he's so good at just like calling up and giving me advice that I need. It's totally professional. It's always to the point, and it's so valuable. Like, he's a mentor that sought us out.
And we had a more formal relationship because when he helped us with Project Foresight, but like, he's really taken that on as like, this is something that it's not just going to stop here. I really appreciate that. Like, I just think it's awesome. I think that's a really great thing to think about too, is like, if you can tell a person, maybe when you're looking at a mentee, like if a person is like open for advice, you know, that's when you should, if they're taking your advice and then they're not just like, okay, see ya, and walking away, you know, that's when you should start thinking about that relationship. Because sometimes I think I get nervous when I start giving advice if somebody wants it or not.
Yeah, that's totally true. There's sometimes that people don't want advice.
No. And so when we were younger, I liked to give advice to a lot of people when I was like in elementary school. I just thought,
like, what kind of stuff? Tell me something. Give me an example.
I mean, my brothers, I just felt like needed to know how to do things better.
I feel the same way. I tried to convince my brother that it would be so cool if he learned how to do the splits. Like, that's really bad advice.
Yeah. Like, I had a lot of that where I was like, no, if you just do this. And my mom goes, why don't you try this instead? Like, ask them if they want your advice first and then see what they say. And I've actually taken that to heart for a lot of my life. Like, I feel like how often when I start talking to somebody, I said, if, you know, this is some advice, would you like some right now? Or is that not where you are in this time? And sometimes people are like, man, I love what you're saying, but this is like whatever situation they're in, whether they're working on a project. And I'm just like thinking all of these ideas and they're like, I can't do this all at once. That's just not where they are. Or if it is something where it's a hard situation that they're trying to work through and they're just emotionally raw and it's not the right time. I feel like I'm more conscious about asking because my mom's voice comes into my head and I say, like, is this something that I can talk to you about right now? Or is this something that you just want to wait till later and you let me know?
Yeah, you're good about that.
And it's not, because I also have remembered when people have given me advice that they think is really helpful. I had in college, I broke up with my high school boyfriend and I was just heartbroken. And so I didn't go crazy by any means, but I was a little rebellious and like went and talked to boys and I did all this stuff. It was before I met Evan. And so I just was really thinking that I had some friends that thought that it was really great to kind of tell me what I should do in that situation. And it's not what I wanted to hear at all. And it felt more like a judgment than advice. And like, there was probably good stuff in it, but in that moment, like, I just turned off and just stopped listening. And so I feel like that was probably like, one of them was a mentor in my life at the time, that, or so I thought. And then I just was like, you know what? I completely like agree that this is probably not what I should be doing. But like right now I'm in this emotional state that I'm in. I can't take the things that you're telling me and be able to, you know? Yeah. So like, I wish they would have said like, hey, I just like really want to make you feel good about yourself and I want you to be a strong person. So just like, I'll be here whenever you're ready and that we can talk about this. And you know, like, it might be a little hard to hear, but I'm here for you. And maybe you just need to grow right now and that's fine. And I'll just be here.
I think that's good because when you're giving advice, it needs to be timely. Mm-hmm. It's like, you gotta be giving advice that's welcome. Like, you can't be giving advice just like to somebody who's not ready. It's gotta be towards something that they're like concentrating on at that moment. Like, I don't know. The advice has got to be well thought out. It can't just be like, oh my God, I feel like giving advice on basketball today. And it's like, I didn't make the team in the sixth grade. Where were you then?
Yeah. And so I think especially in optometry, it's sometimes hard because I was talking to a first year today and they're asking me advice on boards. And I was like, where you are now in your education and like where you're going to be at that point in time. I was like, I can give you all the advice in the world, but I don't think it's going to apply to you right now. I was like, I think you should really, you know, pay attention in classes and do well now, because that'll help you so much in the long run. But, you know, if you work hard So just like work hard now. I was like, because your study habits are different than mine and the classes you're taking are molding and changing and turning into, you know, better things every year. So I can't tell you how to do things differently than me or like me. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you like, oh, this worked for perfect for me. But if you want to know, like, I was like, you know, I was like, as you start getting ready for boards, if you have questions, like feel free to reach out. Cause I also, and I'm not saying like I'm a mentor in that person's life, but.
No, but you totally are like a good mentor for a lot of people.
I think that we both like, each of us have things that we all bring to the table. And I think that's why we need several mentors in our life too. We can't just sit here and just have one and be like, oh, this is it.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. You can't put all your eggs in one mentor.
They're so funny. There's some that, like, I probably go to advice more than others. But the professor that I'm really close with that I just go to advice for a lot of things, there's some things where it's like, I just don't go to advice to her as frequently because about some of my leadership positions because I have other people that have more expertise in that area. And it's not that she would be, it's not that she would be bad if I asked her advice. It's just these other people have just done it more frequently and have had more leadership experiences that applied to what I was, you know, where my life was. And so I think there's just something to be said that you can't just have all in one because that also means that you are going to miss out on other good things.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that there's kind of a difference between asking for someone to give you advice and someone to be your advocate or your champion. Like, are you asking somebody to share with you some information? Are you asking them to take an action on your behalf? Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes important to make that clear because if you're just asking for advice and then suddenly that person is making a phone call and they say your name, it's like, oh, what have I done? So I think that's maybe an important point.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it naturally comes about, you know, because like if you have somebody that you're doing research under and they become a mentor for you, like it's more natural to say like, oh, this is where we are. But I think sometimes people will say, this is awesome and fun. And I just like think I can do great things for you. Again, it goes back to my mom when she always says like, ask what advice they want. She'd always be like, if they didn't ask you to do that, maybe you shouldn't do that. And my mom's a smart woman because I just also would just like decide, like I potty trained my little brother because I just decided it was time for him to be potty trained. I do not tell my little brother this. No.
How old was he?
No, he was much younger, but I just decided it was time.
Yeah, as long as he wasn't like 8, in which case you were totally right.
Okay. So I did. No, this is a real thing. You can ask my parents. Like, they will tell you this. Like, I'm not the...
I mean, I believe it 100%. There's nothing about our relationship that we've had so far that would lead me to not believe that you did that.
But my, like, later on, my mom was like, you know, did you ask your brother if he wanted this?
If he was ready to go on the toilet?
And I said, no. I said, I just...
That's great that you did that.
Yeah, no, but I just didn't ask him. So my mom's like, you know, and this was a common theme because I just wanted to help so bad. I just stuff for people. And so I think that's another thing too, like when you're looking at a mentorship is, I think being a mentor or being a mentee, like let's say, you know, your mentor is like, oh, I'm really stressed and blah, blah, blah. Cause it's a two-way street. Like we were kind of talking and you're like, oh, well, I'll just fix that. Like you should just ask and be like, is this something that you want? And being vocal of what you want makes things so much better. Cause if your mentor does not want to be potty trained, you probably shouldn't do it. I'm
just saying. No, but you should.
Yeah, if they're not potty trained yet, maybe that's something that you should do. Just saying. So what are you going to take away from today?
In my externships, I'm going to be on the lookout for some mentors.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to tell them that I am auditioning. Them.
Yeah.
On the prowl. Yeah. I'm not going to tell them that I'm in the market, but I am. So I'm going to be just like looking for mentors. I'm not going to ask them to be more mentor, but I am going to ask them for advice because externships are a learning experience. I'm here to learn. I'm not paying to just work. I'm here to learn. What do you take away?
I think you brought up like a really good point about like being professional. Like we talked a lot about like being professional and like a mentor relationship. And I think it's something that I need to look at in my life too, is like, who are my professional mentors and like how, which mentorships have turned into like friendships and where are the gaps in that? And so I think that would be just like a good place for me to ponder. And I think it'd also be good with having, you know, mentors. So I think just like taking stock of like the people that are filling those places in my life and just kind of reflecting on those and also seeing if maybe I've missed a time when people have kind of called upon me to be their mentor. and I haven't fulfilled that role as well.
Oh my gosh, I can think of an exact time recently when I've done that. Yeah, that's a really good one. Keep talking.
What action items are you going to take?
I'm going to try and be a better mentor to my mentee and a better mentee to my mentor.
Hey, you know what? I think that's always has some room for improvement. Like it always gives you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to like action item this week is I think writing thank you notes to my mentors. Like that just like,
okay, good.
Like I just felt like an intense sense of gratitude as we were talking that like these people,
which is like, so good.
We talked about like these people and I'm realizing how many great people I've had in my life that have just come in and really guided me along the way. And so I just want to give them a word of thanks and just be like, hey, you know, I don't have to study for a little bit. You know, I've got a couple weeks before life picks back up again. So why not thank them?
That's a really good idea. I should do thank you notes too. I'm terrible. It's like, I've been meaning to send a thank you note forever. I just like, I can't find a card and a stamp and then a pen. And then it's like, I need to think of words. And I'm just not like, Kate, will you do it? No, I need a service. Someone needs to invent a thank you note service for me. I bet that's been invented, has it?
I don't know. I'll look that up on my move. When I'm moving tomorrow, I'll just look that up in the middle of all my spare time.
Okay. Well, you've inspired me. I'll try and do it.
Hey, I'll do what I can for you. Okay, so we have a couple big things that are coming up that we want to like keep you in the loop about. First, Rachel, talk away about research because it's coming up to a close here soon. Let's put a final push.
We are going to have our drawing to win these prizes on June 1st. The prizes are as follows. An Amazon Alexa Dot, an Amazon Fire tablet with Alexa. She's in there. A wireless waterproof speaker. And the last one that I'm thinking of right now are Memorex wireless headphones. So you too can win those prizes if you fill out our optometrist compensation survey. And you can get the link in the show notes.
Yep. And then this summer will be at optometry's meeting. So look for fun events going around that we'll be at. We'll be at a lot of the student events. So if you want to see what I look like in person, you can see me.
Okay, I have this crazy idea. So Kate is amazing and you should all go meet Kate because she is like a bubbly person and like you'll just want to be around her because she's effervescent and just wonderful. I think you should have a cutout of my head that is like on a stick and then people, like no eyes, people can hold it up in front of their faces and they can like be your podcast co-host or maybe just my hair. Oh God.
That would be hilarious if I just brought a wig.
No. Well, you do have all those wigs, but they're all insulting.
Yeah. So we'll figure out something fun. So you'll get to see me and then you'll get to pretend to be Rachel of some sort. So watch out. There's like a bunch of Defocus stuff kind of happening at optometry's meeting. So be on the lookout, you know, follow Defocus on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us on Twitter because I will be tweeting while I'm there. So if you're wondering what fun things are going on, if you want to know more about like what we're doing and want to meet up with us, like literally just come up and be like, hey, I've heard your voice a ton of times and I heard you from across the room because you're extremely loud and I want to meet you. And I'd be like, friend! So yeah.
Yeah, I do voiceovers for the AOSA. And so on the 50th anniversary video, you will hear my voice. But you'll hear Kate in person because she's just simply the greatest. And I will be cheering you on from Oklahoma.
Yeah, so we just have a lot of fun stuff coming up. Like, follow us on Twitter at rklunchdate. You can also email us at rklunchdate@gmail.com. We are always excited to have new fun things to talk about with lots of fun people. So, all right, Rachel, I think that's it.
Thank you so much, Kate. Until next time.
Bye.